I'm
going to bring you in about 2 minutes. You ready?
Yeah, you can hear me good?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, cool.
All right. So many women want to tell me, but some people never tell me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they tell me. And I love myself. The world is a ghetto, make the other dick inside. I love myself. But they can do what they want when they want. I don't mind. I love myself.
Let the paranoia haunt you. Peace the fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway start. You know the miserable. Do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was a limit? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this. I love myself. The world is a ghetto. The other dick inside. I love myself. But they can do what they want when they want. I don't. I love myself. And a bomb in the street, and a gun in the hood, and a mob of police, and a rock on the corner, and a line full of fiend, and a bottle full of lean, and a motto on the scene, yeah. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these go fakes, stuff, five open faces. Dreams are reality, peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can fry down, the strong can be, I still smile. I love myself, the world is a ghetto, they're guns, I'm making fast. I love myself, but they can do what they want when they want. I don't mind.
Yeah. What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K1's Radio. I really appreciate it. Thanks. This is what we do right here, right about this time. We're doing a live artist interview right now. We call it Direct Line Series. Actually, have a chance to tune in and really get a chance to chop it up with one of the artists that we have in rotation over here on K100 Radio. Now, what we do here with this particular interview process is we like to dig deep, you know, into what's going on with the artists, some of the independent artists, you know, that we have playing on the radio. Sometimes a lot of people are listening to K1's Radio and they hear a dope record, they hear a song, whatever, over and over. They be tuning in, they be like, sometimes they hit us up, be like, yo, who is this? Who is this? And we try to tell them, and sometimes we try to break down who they are and, you know, what they got going on. But every now and again, the artist feels like they want to tell you themselves. And that's okay with us. Truly. We have no problem with it. We want and encourage the independent artists that we play to do this, to come out and have a chance to actually speak on their own behalf, because we can play the song, people can like it, but you never really get a chance to know the artist until you actually have a conversation with them, you know. And our conversations and interviews are always frank. They're always, you know, off the cuff. It's not scripted. Sometimes people hit us up and they want to do an interview and they're like, well, you know, can you ask me this? And I'm like, I'll ask you what the hell I want to ask you. That's how we run things over here. It's never scripted. It's always freestyle, per se. So today, without further ado, we're going to go live and direct for our Direct Line Artist Interview Series with the homie Dead Fresh, and he's on the line right now. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's poppin', homie?
Yo, what it do, baby homie?
I'm chilling, man. Really appreciate you for doing this. Thanks for calling the K1's Radio and doing this interview. I'm pretty sure you got people listening. I know we got people listening. I'm going to go ahead and jump in. And, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and set it off.
All right.
21 guns to lose. Okay. Everybody lock in? Y'all ready? Lock the doors. Go down. All right. So. Your own. After you go come in, out the trap. Come out the trap or come inside the trap house. You outside, we got to come inside the trap house. I hate you walking in the door.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my signal right. You know what I'm talking about?
I know that door sound real shady. I'm like, yeah, he probably in the trap house.
No, hey.
I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not criminal yourself on K-20 Radio. I would hope not. Because this is being recorded and probably could be used against you in the law. No one knows. They listen to everything. Anyway, let me stop. Get back on subject. Get fresh.
Yo.
Quick, homie. Go ahead and tell them who you are and where you're from. We'll jump into it. Run that.
Yo, I'm Dead Fresh from College Park, GA. You know what I mean? You know, new kid to the rap game. You know what I mean? But I'm one of the best. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that's to be proven. You know what I'm saying? It's more than talk. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, just drop the mixtape. What's up?
Well, let's attack that one thing that you just said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You said that you are one. You said you, and we got some music that we're gonna play. Everybody knows that when we do the direct line interview, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna play some of the music, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. But you said that you're one of the best. So before I even jump into, if you're one of the best, Dead Fresh, if you're one of the best, who do you consider some of the other best right now in the game? Who's at the top tier of the game? Give me a quick top five rundown. Who's really running the game? Matter of fact, I don't even want to say who's running the game. Just who's the top five? You said you're one of the best, so you put yourself into a category with who?
Shit, Kanye, Ho, Kendrick, Tip, and Andre 3000.
All right. Your top five is respectable, although I don't know if I would necessarily put Yeezy in there. And it's not because I don't like Yeezy. It's not. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that you named is alive, which I like. A lot of times people put in their top five, they have people that are deceased. And frankly, in my top five, one of them is deceased. One of my favorites of all time is deceased, which would be Pop. Okay, he's in my top five. You know what I'm saying? For various.
Right.
But I tell you this. When you say that, when independent artists say, I'm one of the top, I'm one of the best, a lot of people feel like, yeah, you're crazy, whatever. But I can tell you firsthand that it takes confidence to do this. You have to be a confident motherfucker because you have to believe you are the shit. Even if you ain't shit, even if you suck, you have to believe you're the shit to make other people believe you're the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Already. Yeah.
Right. So I get the. You know, the braggadocio. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. You feel me? And your name?
But it's more than bravado, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I'm one of the type of dudes who tell you know what I mean? I'm this and I'm that, and then I'm going to show you why I'm this and I'm that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to throw that out there loosely. You know what I mean? Like, go listen to my mixtape, and then go listen to your favorite mixtape, and tell me I ain't crushing that nigga. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like really, go do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're going to get ready to go into the music. This dude, you hear this? Y'all, everybody, people listening right now, they checking it out. They sitting down right now twiddling their thumbs like, let me hear what these dudes do. So we get ready to play the music and everything. 347-934-0966, by the way. We're going to play some of Dead Fresh's music. Would you agree that he's one of the best? We're going to find out. 347-934-0966. That's the number to our switchboard. And we'll be live. So we're going to get ready to play some of his music in a second. We got one song that we already have in rotation, which is called Libation. So if you listen to K1's Radio, you know, constantly, every day, you know what I'm saying? You know how rotation works. Pretty much, if they're in rotation, they're going to get played, you know, one, maybe twice a day at least. More times, you know, depending on the song, whatever. But the point is, the song Libation has been in rotation over here for a minute. So if you heard that song Libation and you heard that, you've already heard Dead Fresh, right? We got another song, too, called No Saving. We got both of those records loaded up and ready to go. We're going to play both of those in a minute. So you're going to be able to back that up in a second, Dead Fresh. But let me
yeah, 100.
Let me pause one more time. Okay. Back to what I was saying. You said you from College Park, CP, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me Atlanta. I like the fact that you named Tip right now, but the Atlanta artists right now that are getting on, it's at one point it was like for Atlanta. Said Atlanta. Some people feel like Atlanta artists changed the game for good or for bad. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
Atlanta bred Atlanta bred the best rap group ever, which is Outkast to me. All right? Period, point blank. There is no other rap group. Even though it's a duo or whatever, you start talking about rap, big clicks, like those are real big clicks. But really a rap group that consists of more than one artist, the best ever was Outkast to me. That's my personal opinion. It's not because I'm from the South. It's because it's just look at the track record and listen to the music. With that being said, some have said that the Atlanta music scene has also been responsible for dumbing down the game as far as it goes lyrically. Now, I know your music is lyrical. You're into lyrics. You're into bars. How is it that you come up and born and raised in College Park, CP, where a lot of the times the beat in the 808 is the driving factor of, you know, what artists put out because they're trying to get into the club? What made you want to go to the left a little bit, you know, and start worrying about bars and lyrics?
You know, that's just the nature of my essence, you know, is to challenge and to understand, you know. And for me, music was never about, you know, conformity. Music for me has always been about how it made me feel. And you know, I mean, I've been blessed to be around different type of environments. You know, I'm from College Park, but I lived in Bermuda. I lived in Duval County. You know what I'm saying? So I lived in different places and experienced different things. And, you know, so I've been able to incorporate, you know, a whole lot of different experiences in life. You know, I've been to Iraq before. So I've heard a lot of different things and been through a lot of different things that this doesn't put me in one box. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, even College Park, you can't put all College Park artists in one box because there's so many different type of artists. You know what I mean? Like, everybody not just making, you know, club music or trap music. You know what I mean? You got artists out there who really trying to get it in, you know what I'm saying, and make their own lane. So, you know, I just think, you know, when I think about the South Side, you know, it's all about originality. You know what I'm saying? We created swag. You know what I mean? All that, and we moved on from it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, musically, it's just in us to be different.
All right. I can understand that. And right now, if you're in Atlanta, of course, people who are listening to K1's radio, in case you don't know, we broadcast live from Atlanta. Atlanta is our home city. And right now, there's a trend where some of the Northside guys, for a long time, the Northside guys, like Marietta and Cobb County and Gwinnett, had no say in the hip-hop game. It was all East Side, South Side. But now, you know, with the emergence of Migos and a couple other groups that's coming out of the Northside, repping Cobb County, Gwinnett County, or whatever, the north side of town is really getting a little bit of buzz. You know, you got a couple artists coming up there. But in a city that's this big, like Atlanta, Georgia, and you got all these different sides, people could just, you know, be born and raised here and have a whole movement on one side of town before it goes national, before the other side really catches on to it. How do you feel that you're going to make yourself stand out just your city alone? What's your locking down Atlanta, very hard market.
My calling card is quality music and authenticity. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody got their thing, but for me, I rap about what I've been through and what I'm going through. I'm not gonna say you no story. I'm not gonna tell you no fable and no facades over here. You know what I'm saying? Everything I done been through, everything I rap about, you can check that. You know what I'm saying? So you know, a lot of times in music, you have a lot of these CB4 type niggas. You know what I'm saying? In the game, to me, in my opinion, we need to get back to the authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Because the authentic artist is the one who gonna tell you what you need to hear. And also, you know what I'm saying? As far as like black people are concerned, you know what I'm saying? Make a difference in the community. You know what I mean? A lot of these commercial artists who don't understand the plight or the struggle of our ancestors and the people that we got here right now. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta understand the mentality.
Well, I hate to interrupt, but since you went there, speaking of not giving a fuck, let's just pause. You bring it up, not me, but I was going to bring it up on the slide, but since you just gave me the perfect segue, Dead Fresh, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's talk about not giving a fuck. Let's talk about the responsibility of an artist to give a fuck about something like, oh, I don't know, Ferguson.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk about big time rappers who feel like they don't need to talk about that and they just want to party. All right? Now, obviously, I'm talking about Young Thug. It's a story that completely went out of control to me. Now, don't get me wrong. I actually had to go on the defense of Young Thug because I think people are taking it a little too far. I can understand that as an artist, he is not obligated to talk about something like Ferguson. Even if he does care about it, he may just want to stay away from it, stray away from it. He may not just want to talk about it. It was a live interview that someone asked a question at a music event, right? He was at a music event. He talked about Ferguson. He said, I'm going to let that be to the critics. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to be here to party. I'm going to party. That's what I'm here for today. And he didn't want to talk about Ferguson. He opted out of that. Shit hit the fan when he did that. Everybody in St. Louis wants to either kill him or fucking beat him up if he ever comes to do a show. To me, that's fucking ridiculous. Not saying that as a black man and as a person with a platform which expands across nations, you shouldn't use that platform to talk about something as serious as police brutality and black-on-black crime. Of course, if your lyrics are full of things that perpetuate such stuff, I don't get that part. How are you going to do that? But be that as it may, what do you feel about that? Do you feel that someone of Thugger status is obligated to say something about Ferguson, such an event that involves black people? Or do you opt out and say, listen, if you want to talk about it, he can. If not, it's all good, as long as he doesn't say anything crazy. He didn't say anything crazy. He just didn't want to talk about it. What do you think about that as an artist?
Well, first off, I mean, even before as an artist, as a black man, I feel like it's every black person's responsibility to do and care for the race. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, from that perspective, I mean, and then you move forward, me being an artist, yeah, I think that I believe that he, you know, as a promising artist, as someone who has the platform to be able to make a change with his voice, I mean, I feel like yeah, he could have said something more positive. But at the same time, you know, you got to understand me, everybody got their thing. You know, that may not be on his agenda. That may not be something he truly, you know, feels affected by. So, I mean, you have to respect the free will and that aspect of him, you know, making that decision and expressing that. But to me, you know what I mean, I come from a different, you know, upbringing, you know. So I would never, you know what I'm saying, put myself in that kind of position to say, nah, I'm not, you know, I don't have no say-so in or no impact on the community with my voice. I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I disagree, but to each his own.
Yeah, yeah. But do you think it should be to the point where you're losing shows? People want to beat you up and want to kill you?
I mean, it's a business, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a business, though. You got to understand. You know what I'm saying? That's how marketing works. You do something wrong, and you know, you that public. You know what I mean? You know, that's what, you know, PR and all that stuff is for. I'm sure they're managing, you know, the firestorm right now. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out, you know, how can we solve this issue? You know what I'm saying? So I think, I mean, I understand it. Whether I agree with it or not, I understand that that's the business. You know what I'm saying? You can't turn your back on one group of people and then expect them, you know what I'm saying, to be like, oh, we support you still. I mean, look at the NFL. You know what I'm saying? All the women in the world are standing up to the NFL now. And, you know what I'm saying? Because of the Ray Rice situation. So I just think, you know, it only takes one time, you know what I'm saying, for you to lose support from, you know, whatever group of people it is, you know what I mean, that you're speaking of.
Excellent answer. I like it. But at the end of the day, and I will say this, and I'm going to go on record as saying this on K1's radio, since I don't even know if I've even been live and had a chance to talk about this since that happened. I'm going to go on record as saying, if you're going to be mad about Young Thug not saying anything about him, then you need to be mad at all the artists who perpetuate violence against other black people. See, if you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't be mad because an artist doesn't want to speak out about something like Ferguson, but at the same time turn around and ride around listening to rappers saying how many niggas they gonna kill today. Doesn't work like that. That's stupid. All right? That's fucking retarded. So anybody wants to got a problem with that, you know, hit me up at K100_radio on Twitter or Facebook and everything. We can go back and forth. We can jibber jab and spar on social media about it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell them to shut the fuck up. You're a hypocrite.
But, you know, common sense ain't too common these days, bro.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
You're right about
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't get it. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to get too spiritual, but we all ain't chosen. You know what I'm talking about? You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to understand that plight of it, too, and then do what you do and try to help each one. You know what I'm talking about? Each one teach one, bro.
Yeah, you're right about that. Cause you're right. And this is where I do it at. This is how I do it over here. I'm going to tell you something. This is what I do with K100 Radio. You know, man. You see me out here. You know. And you feel me.
Already. Yeah.
I try to bring balance to the force by playing some of the music that should be played that is not getting played because they inundate us constantly with the fuck shit on the mainstream radio. And what I do over here is try to give it a little balance. Hopefully the people will buy into it. You know what I'm saying? And give a platform to guys like you. So I'm gonna take a couple calls real quick. Hold on a second. 678-672. Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this?
Miss Goody.
Miss Goody. Oh, what's going on, Miss Goody? Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. You're live right now, K100 Radio, Direct Line Artist Interview Series with the homie Dead Fresh. You know what I'm saying? Miss Goody, what do you think about the interview so far? You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I'm digging all his answers. He's giving all the right answers.
That's what's up. We're getting ready to play some of the music for Dead Fresh. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to be able to, I'm going to come back to the live, stay on the phone line. I'm going to come back to you and ask you what you think about the music. We're getting ready to jump into some of the music real quick that he has out. But I want to thank you for calling in, Miss Goody. You feel me? Shouts out to Miss Goody. You know what I'm saying? She's also a good artist. The rotation. Hi, it's the people. Hold on. Is that Dead Fresh? Dead Fresh.
Yo.
Okay, I thought I lost you at one point. I see you back on.
Yeah, I had a lot of signal, but yeah, all right.
All right, I got one more call. I got one more person on the phone line. Got some pictures. Get all the right answers. So far.
I-K-R.
Oh, hold on. Who is that? You got some in the background? Use your background for me real quick.
All right,
let's see. 347-241. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
This money, yeah. I'm just here, just listening to y'all interview. I just got in, so I don't really know what the whole speak about, but I'm listening.
All right, thanks for calling in. We actually were just talking about the Young Thug situation, about the responsibility that artists feel they should have or should have about speaking on social events, political events, stuff that doesn't have anything to do with their music. How much of a responsibility? I'll ask you that real quick, and then we'll jump into some of the music. What do you think about the Young Thug situation? Do you think Young Thug should have has the right to not speak about something like Ferguson if he doesn't want to? Should that affect him as an artist? He's not a politician. He's not a community activist. He's a rapper. Why should he have to speak about something like Ferguson? What do you think about that, Carl?
I mean, I don't rate Young Thug whatsoever, but every man got a voice to their opinion, and I don't really watch no one like that, especially Young Thug at that perspective, because that nigga just a wild boy. But, yeah, I don't even have nothing to do. I don't have nothing to even say about that Ferguson situation, because all I feel it is it's been going on in this world for a good minute. Everybody already noticed, but they're just making it mainstream as a cover-up of what's really going on the outside skirts of the United States and stuff. So, I don't know.
All right, that's cool. Well, thank you for tuning in right now and listening to the Direct Line Artist Interview with Dead Fresh. I appreciate you calling. We're going to get ready to go into some of the music real quick, all right? And we're going to let you guys listen to the music and then tell us what you think about it, all right? We got a couple more calls on the phone line. I'm going to play the first song. Obviously, the song that maybe some of you have heard if you're listening to K100 Radio. This song has been in rotation, and we got another one that we're going to play. But the first song that we're going to play is Libations. Now, first of all, let me pause one more time. All right, Dead Fresh, you got to explain to the people exactly, because even a title like Libations, I mean, the title ain't twerk out. The title ain't turn up. The title is Libations. First of all, some people are going to have to fucking look up the word Libations. And A, to even know what the hell is this dude going to even talk about, what does that even mean? But introduce this record and tell us about Libations. We're going to go ahead and play this one first.
All right. So this right here is Libations. It's my debut single off the mixtape Numero Mine, produced by the Deviants out of Los Angeles, California. Libations, this right here is my offering to the hip hop gods, you know what I mean? And basically giving them my talent, my dopeness, you know what I'm saying, in this track, you know what I mean? I gave it everything I had and I came out with a smash, you know what I mean? So, you know, I felt like it was only because of the Most High. You know what I'm saying? So this is my libations. You know what I'm talking about?
What does libations mean? I just want
it's an offering. You know what I'm saying? It's an offering.
Right.
Or it has different definitions. You know what I mean? But in the sentence I'm using again, it means an offering.
It means an offering. Right.
Yeah.
Offering to the hip hop guys, one would say. I guess you would say libations. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Game Point Radio Home Direct Line Artist Interview Series with the homie Dead Fresh. We're getting ready to spin this joint. It's called Libations, and we're coming right back. We got another joint that we're going to spin from him. It's been a great interview. We touched on the Young Thug situation. We talked about that and how he feels about that, which is something that's current. We let him introduce himself. He's representing Cali Park, Shawty. Dead Fresh, at Dead Fresh, Shawty. Don't put the A in there. It's Dead Fresh, Shawty. Not Dead, it's Dead Fresh, Shawty. D-E-D-F-R-E-S-H-S-H. AWT. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. This is Libations. You're not rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio. Let's check them out.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip hop and R&B mixes.
We about to ride around and get this paper. Break it down on these fucking haters. And now that I got my friends around, before we eat, can you take a bow?
Say hallelujah, say hallelujah. Say hallelujah, say hallelujah, let's pray. Say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, let's pray.
In the moment of time, I'ma test my faith, bow my heads and let us pray. But first, see the J, cause I wanna be explained. I ain't talking about state, but a bitch gon' shake, cause I got a pussy on the jet skis like a lake. And then my money up front like a gate. You try to hop at your boy and I would await. You stupid nigga try to fly without a cape. And I be breaking down money with my sack. I turn my four and an eight in the back. I'm slow rolling, showing love on my trap. With your niggas on, use no cap. I could've taken head, but I'd rather take the tax. I could've had a pussy, but I feel who's in my lap. I could've chased some hoes, but I don't run track. I could've took a chance, but I don't shoot crap. You left it to your hands, and that's a well-known fact. You let your light lead you like a compass on a map. And I'm here for you to a show for Cadillac. My bitch is really ready, but her dose is kinda whack. I gotta stay down and put myself to the max. I want more records, but I wanna ship it checks. A nigga paid dues, I was running nigga back. So I gotta thank God, I don't know how to tell.
Break it down on these fucking haters. And now that I got my friends around, before we eat, can you take a bow?
Say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, let's pray. Say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, let's pray.
I'm Gucci, my life is a movie. Ovation from that booty. She had me rolling up for my cutie. She had me blowing money like a loose leaf. I got a rain dancer like a native chief. I tell her bring it back and leave your receipt. I made a pussy track in my dick decrease, cause I run it. Yeah, I came up on that dunnage. And I'm 1,000 times 100. And if the head ain't good, then she pun it. I need money, you ain't talking about nothing. Cash out, I ain't talking about friends. I keep the plug at the press of a button. I'm Ric Flair with the press, I'm strange. Nigga won't trust him. I love money, that's the end of the session. It's cash in the bag and the bitch bustin'. I can't spark from the mailman, homie. And he's my best friend and he don't know it. I got some game and the nigga tryna sew it. Niggas be jealous, so I keep
keep the equalizer. Dumb stupid, you get better by the fire. I'm the preacher, keep my shooters in the choir. Award you, whoa, that's time to retire. Brand new nigga, but they better call me sire. We shootin' everything from the roof to the tire. I just gotta check, know I'm feeling inspired. I keep pushing music, baby, when I'm at a bar. Heard you with a plug, turns out you was a liar. Heard them niggas slime, just a tad bit flyer. You niggas more than me, shit, you know I'm sitting higher. I bring niggas together like remember the taste. I got one shot, and niggas just caught lightning. You better fuck with lighter shit, bad for your second. You gonna get the gritty, nigga, better wear your Nike. I'm trying to maintain while I got my prison rhyming. I'm trying to buy a plane to move back to Port of Cali. I pray bad bitches, bank came with me and Maui. Warm it each day, come on, schedule kind of rally. I'm praying for you, nigga, tell you music plenty solid.
Say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, let's pray. Say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, say hallelujah, let's pray. Let's pray.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Let's pray. Yeah. 21 Gun salute to that one. All right. He came with the bars, came with something different. I always did like that song by the homie Dead Fresh. You know what I'm saying? So, Fresh, that's the first joint that we got a chance to play right there. That was live. You live right now, dog. One Radio with Dead Fresh. Follow him on Twitter at Dead Fresh Shouty. Follow him on Instagram, same thing. No A. F-R-S-H. Shouty. At it. Shouty. I like that when I did. You know, of course, I always did like that when it's by song rotation right here on K100. That was different, man. And that track was something that you picked. You know, you came with a real rapid flow on it. It's real dope. You know what I'm saying? So, switch on that. We got the other one that we did for the second called No Safe. So, how's that song? Where's your music at right now? You got a big tape out. Where can people find it at?
Yeah, it's on live mixtapes on the indie side. It's hosted by DJ Decepticon. DJ 864, it's called Nibiru Mind, N-I-B-I-R-U Mind, M-I-N-D. You know what I mean? So it's on that piff. It's on live mixtapes. I mean, any mixtape site you can think of, it's on there. You know what I mean? I got videos on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, for Nibiru Mind. You know, you cop out at, man. Go check me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving it all away for free right now. It's all free dope right now. You know what I'm talking about?
So and that part of the game is something that I've, again, that's also something that I've constantly gone back and forth about. The music,
yeah.
You know, giving it away and whatever, you know, especially when you're making real quality, high quality music. But you know, you got to jump in the game somehow. Are you ever releasing? What do you feel about the game right now? Because it seems like releasing an album is not only risky, not as profitable as it used to be. Will you ever do an album, or do you feel like you're just going to be a mixtape artist, or how are you going to go about, you know, furthering your career? Notwithstanding if you were to get picked up, quote unquote, by a major. I don't even want to say you signed. Well, that's pretty fucking, you know what I'm saying? But actually, it'd actually be worse, you know what I'm saying? But the name of the game now is make your own fucking buzz and stay independent, you know what I'm saying, and get damn money because the labels are all broke damn near. But what do you feel about the game? You know, are you gonna try to pick an album, or what are you trying to do in your career?
Yeah. I mean, I feel the game is right for the taking. You know what I mean? Personally, because I feel like you know, just everybody's so regional. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel like it's not too many artists who expand globally, and that's what I'm looking forward to do. So I definitely want to make albums, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, you know what I mean? I'm making album-quality music right now. I'm just putting out mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? I don't have, you know what I'm saying, the biggest fan base. A lot of people don't know who I am. But, you know what I'm saying, as long as I keep working, building that exposure, I'll get global and we'll get to them albums. You know what I'm saying? I can make even better music. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I can only think about, you know, expanding and getting bigger. Like, if I just, you know, predicate myself on just thinking about what's local and staying in the South, then, you know, how far am I really going to go? You know, how productive am I really going to be? What kind of difference can I really make like that, you know?
That's true. We got a couple more calls on the phone line real quick. We're going to open up the phones and go to calls, and I'm going to take these calls, and then we'll get back to the next phone, which is No Saving.
All right.
Let's see. 404-934. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's up? 404-934. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, you got it. You picked it up the phone. I thought you dropped it in first. All right.
Yes.
What's going on? Who's this?
Goody.
Oh, this is Miss Goody again.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what did you think about the song?
I liked the song.
All right. That's what's up. All right. She tuned in. She was listening earlier. We got her thoughts about it, and we played the song. She came back and said she liked it. It's always a good thing. Right?
Yeah, I appreciate the love.
The show. Let me see. We got a couple of people on the line. I was trying to get to them, but I guess they had to. Hold on. We got 813-401. Hello? There you go, 813-401. Okay, I guess they don't want to talk. All right, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and jump into the next song. The next song is called No Saving. Tell us about this one, Dead Fresh.
No Saving, it's another record produced by The Deviant. No Saving is real. It's more like, I guess, one of my clubber type songs, but it's still lyrically intact. You know what I mean? It's really just about, you know, sometimes in life you might meet that chick. You know what I'm saying? Or for females, you might meet that dude who, you know, they might be aesthetically pleasing to you and sexually pleasing, but they don't be about nothing. Might not have no check. Might not have no motivation. You know what I'm saying? You can't do no saving. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, no matter, you know what I'm saying? No matter how good you look, no matter how thick you is, you know what I'm saying? I can't save you unless you bring something to the table.
That's just saying how you normally say it. Ain't nobody saving these hoes.
Straight up. You know, we got to be PC.
That was a nice way to
PC, though.
These hoes. No. I like how you did it. You're real politically correct. But bottom line is, ain't nobody saving these hoes. And that's me, and that's male and female hoes. You got male and female thoughts now to say.
Straight up.
That's basically what he's saying. But he said it in a really nice politically correct way, and I applaud him for that. I do. But I'm going to keep it 100 like we do over at K100 Radio and say, this song, No Saving Me, he's not saving these hoes. He's not your Superman. Let's get it, man. This is Dead Fresh. Let's join our project called No Saving. Let's go.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
She said she busted for a real nigga. She said she busted for a trap nigga. She said she busted for a strap nigga. She said she busted for a rap nigga. Well, bust it for me, baby. I fly you to my city. I'm my nigga, pick you up in the Mercedes. I fuck you when you talk crazy. She out of line. I fuck her like she want a baby. But you can't be my lady. Don't be mistaken. You just a top shelf replacement. Where's my shrimp? Check my lip. Pockets bulging. Check them discs. There's no lip. brakes to the Impala. She said she busted for a real nigga. She said she busted for a trap nigga. She said she busted for a strap nigga. She said she busted for a rap nigga. Well, bust it for me, baby. I fly you to my city. I'm my nigga, pick you up in the Mercedes. I fuck you when you talk crazy. She out of line. I fuck her like she want a baby. But you can't be my lady. Don't be mistaken. You just a top shelf replacement. Who held me down like a basement? And yet that head is amazing, but I can't do no saving. And yet that head is amazing, but I can't do no saving. And yet that head is amazing, but I can't do no saving.
The hottest hip hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Yeah. That head is amazing, but unfortunately, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do a face. Stop right now. Stop the track. And I get it. I understand. You can't save them all. You can't. You can't. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the opportunity to K1 Radio. Pat Rick Line, artist with the home. Shouty. Dead fresh. Shouty. Dead fresh. All right. Put them up, man. Again, Twitter and Instagram. Dead fresh shout. Forget the A and the dead and everything else. Dead fresh shout. All right. He spells it with the money sign, but you can't type it in Twitter. So dead fresh shout. Twitter and Instagram. Again, tell us how they can use it one more time, dead fresh.
Yeah, everything dead fresh. You know what I'm talking about? DEDFRE $H. You know what I mean? Live mixtape, Stat Piff, YouTube, Nibiru Mind, NIBIRU Mind, man. Go get that, man. That's my second mixtape. And I'm going ham on this bitch. You know what I'm talking about? So please go cop that, man, and fuck with me so we can help change the world. For real.
That's what's up, man. You got some good music. You got some real bars. I like the flow. You know what I'm saying? We like the flow over here at K1's Radio. So be rocking with you. We
appreciate the love.
Yeah, we appreciate you for reaching out and booking the interview. How'd it go for you?
Man, it was wonderful, man. You know what I mean? It's always good to get out and, you know what I'm saying, use a platform for positivity and spreading. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I appreciate you. You know what I mean? Appreciate the opportunity.
That's what's up. And this interview will also be added to our website. Go to our website, chainlessentertainment.com, and then click on the interview tab. Give us about a week to chop this thing up and edit it and put it back over there. You know, make it sound really fresh. It already sounds fresh live, yeah. But we like to jazz it up a little bit more for the website. Also,
I read it.
It'll also be on our SoundCloud for a couple of weeks, you know, for promo and stuff purposes. And then we take it and archive it over there where all the interviews are. Go check out the interview page over there on our website, chainlessentertainment.com. That's a good one. It's got Yo Gotti, got BOP, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other dope artists and dope interviews over there. So go check it out, man. Chainlessentertainment.com, www.chainless, chainlessentertainment, all one word. Click the interview tab. If you want to book an interview like this right here for our direct line artist, go click the ads promo page on the website and see what you do. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in to K1's Radio's own direct line artist interview, which Dead Fresh, I think, with the success. Yes.
Hey. You already know. Appreciate the love, big homie. You know what I mean?
Keep listening to K1's Radio and catch that Libations that's in rotation, baby. Libations in rotation. So we like the Libations. We may swap it out. I like the other one too, though. I like No Saving. We may have to pull a switcheroo on that
one.
Hey,
man, for real. The whole mixtape ride, y'all. I'm telling you, man, go cop that for real. Ain't nothing dope on the mixtape, bro. Swear to God. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Go listen to it. Then go listen to your favorite artist. You're going to be like, damn, this nigga, really? I'm telling you.
You heard
it? I'm my mama. For real, nigga, go cop that shit, man. Go listen. I'm not telling you for no reason. You know what I'm saying? You here, I ain't got the foo-foo rap. For real, go check me out.
Go check him out, man. We co-signed him, man. Go check out Dead Fresh, man. He's got some bars. You into them bars and you into some different music, some dope, you know, real lyrics. Bringing some to the table, man. I like him. I like Dead Fresh. And he goes hard. He's always out here working. He's always out here performing on his grind, you know. So salute to
100.
You.
100. Big
right.
Salute to you, my G. 100.
All right, man. So we're getting ready to turn it back over to the rotation. Oh, but of course, don't go nowhere. DJ I Am. He's coming up in about 15 minutes at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Hang around. Check him out, man. DJ, I swear, man. DJ I Am be going in. telling you, don't be sleeping on the DJ mixes, man. You feel me? And the good thing about the DJ mixes is they all got their own flair about what they play. We got all kind of mix shows over here, man. The Dirty Dozen Top 12 Indie Countdown, that comes on Tuesdays. That's a top 12 Indie Countdown of all the top, you know, independent artists in the nation, based on buzz and media and all that kind of stuff and actual FM quote unquote play. You know what I'm saying? We've got Full On Vibes, which comes on at 12 o'clock on Saturdays, which is actually our London show. It's real dope. It's 2 hours long. So you can hear what they like over there in London. You know, you gotta at some point you're gonna want to go over there. You know, they listen to a lot of the same stuff that we listen to, but they got some other stuff going on. Saturdays, our new DJ, a new addition is DJ Obens. He gives you some of the dopest. Like, you listen to DJ Obens, you'll lose 10 pounds in that 1 hour because he's gonna have your ass dancing to soca, reggaeton, all kind of some shit I ain't never even heard of until he started DJing over here. I was like, I didn't even know what the Riddim. What the fuck is Riddim? It's a genre, and he gives you all that shit. Saturdays at 3 o'clock, we got the new mix show. DJ Brad, the homie, the legendary DJ Brad, the Southern Player Power Hour at 7 o'clock. Of course, Jay Harris brings his A game every week with the A&R's choice. Then we got Tuesdays, the big homie Chill Will. He goes in. Shout out to Cool Running DJs and everybody's affiliate with him. Good Times Music, all those guys. He goes in Tuesdays, 7 o'clock. Also on Tuesdays, we got Harlem in the building. DJ Gates, check him out. On Wednesdays, 1 o'clock p.m., we take you up to the Midwest real quick with the Indy 500 Mix Show with the homie DJ Idle Hands. All right? 5 o'clock, we go to Dallas with DJ D's, Party Boy DJ D's, the Party Boy DJ's Mix. All right? Let's see. Also on Wednesday, we got the listening party. At 3 o'clock, we got DJ Tipac also representing out the Carolinas up in that Raleigh-Durham area, all right? And then at 6 o'clock, I mean, 7 o'clock, we got Houston representing with the listening party with DJ L Boogie. Then Thursdays, okay, like today, you heard DJ MoFat go in, also from Houston. Shout out to the Fleet DJs, both of those guys. 5 o'clock, you just heard DJ Will Money go in right before we came in. Representing that Midwest again, Cincinnati in the building, and DJ IM comes up at 7. All right, Fridays 3 o'clock p.m. we got the Rat the Kane Mix Show with DJ Kane. All right, let's see, that's 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock we got DJ Papa Doc representing the Twin Cities, and he has guest DJs from all over the everywhere. Sometimes sitting in, so you never know who the hell's gonna be DJing on the Papa Doc show. You never know. He may do it, or he may have somebody from Amsterdam or some shit guest DJing. I don't know what the hell. 7 o'clock, also at DJ Butter Rock. And then 9 o'clock on Fridays, the big homie DJ Krux, the world-famous mixtape hero, goes in. So that's the lineup, man. And then we give you all that shit at 1 WAP on Mondays with Mix Show Mondays. Fuck with us, man. Yes, I feel like, yeah, we the shit. At K100_radio on Twitter and Instagram. Rock with us, man. We live 24/7. All right, tonight, shout out to the Omens Agency for inviting me out to be on the panel tonight over at Level 2 for the show up to blow up. I'll be guest DJ, not guest DJing, guest judging over there for their event. The winner opens up for Lil Boosie and Webby concert, all right? And I'll be one of the people that's picking the person that's going to do that tonight, all right? So shout out to them over there, Level 2. We're going to be doing that. A3C is next week. Yes, we're going to be all over the place for A3C. Shout out to my homie Mike Sick with the bar exam. Big ups to him. He's got a stage over there. We're going to be rocking with those guys. A lot of stuff is going to be going on next week. We got the DJ record pool, the 21st. We got the ATL record pool. I think we're going to be broadcasting live again for Grand Hustle, Hustle and Flow also this month. So we got a lot of stuff going on. It's a busy month. Busy, busy month. All right. So you guys make sure you rock with us, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. You feel me? Let me see. What I want to hear? I think I ended with some Crit. Yeah. Big Crit will do. K100 Radio. Yeah.
I know the day I want it, but you don't want it to see.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.